Yeah, definitely did. No secret that we're not driving in the runs that we want to at the moment. Do I think it's a matter of time? Yes, but it was you want to break that game open at some point, and you're not able to, and then we left the bases loaded there. So, yeah, I hear you.
The approach stuff and the path, the way you guys were able to work through it, that's going to be yourself in a position to win that game, it's going to be encouraging.
It is, and I'll remain confident in what our offense is doing and what they're going to be able to do. I know we're leaving guys on, but it'd be a different conversation if we weren't getting guys on. So it's a matter of time before we start driving them in.
Particularly frustrating when it's bases loaded. Yeah, I think you were like 1-for-16 bases loaded before that at bat. I mean, that just magnifies it even more, right?
Yes. Yes. Again, we're wanting to drive those guys in, and it's a matter of time before we do. Yeah.
Is that even a number that comes across your desk when you get the expected and you get the
offer? It's not one I. Yeah, not really. There's some underlying stuff that I pay more attention to. That's not one of them. Yeah, but it's obvious when you leave the bases loaded that you'd like to drive those guys in, but we will.
What do you hope,
what other stuff that you're looking at?
No, more so when you're looking at, there's guys that can have success and some of their underlying stuff isn't sustainable. There's other guys that are doing a really nice job and their line doesn't look great right now. And I'm super hopeful based on what we're looking at that we'll be just fine. Yeah.
We talked a lot about starting pitching before the game. Can you describe what you saw on Miles Michaelson?
Yeah, Miles did a nice job of mixing the four-seamer and the sinker. Upped his usage of that curveball, which was good for him, mixed in the slider and just a handful of that changeups. But overall, pounded the zone, and I really liked his outing. When you look at how those runs scored, it's not typical. So, yeah.
Well, you talked approach the other day. Tommy's a guy, I think he was 0-for-15 when running in the scoring position, but he's a guy that has a good approach in that situation.
Yeah, and if you take the runners off base and just look at his overall production from the left side right now, he's working really hard at making some changes in order to have more success. So it's not a matter of runners on, runners not on. It's just overall something he's trying to feel with the way he's rotating through the zone. So he's getting after it from the left side, and our hope is that he can build off of what just happened there.
How important was the collective effort you got?
Yeah, it was the fact that they were efficient was extremely helpful because if we have to play another one, Verhagen goes back out there for it because of how quickly he got through that 10th there. But after that, we were looking pretty thin. Yeah.
Three ground balls, you can't really ask Drew to do anything different.
No, he did it. No, he did his job. It was really, really good, and he continues to have confidence in what he's doing, so it's looking great. Yeah.
What don't you like about the matchup for Miles there, 92 pitches, and walk the guy a couple times?
Palante's really good against left-handers. Yeah, and you can almost bank on the fact that it's going to be a soft ground ball to second base. It's just what he does. So we liked it. We went with it. Got the ground ball. Didn't go our way. Yeah, he's good. Everything came back fine. It's just took it off there pretty good, off the shin. So we'll see how he comes in tomorrow and go from there. But, yeah, everything came back clean.
Yesterday you said you liked Lars' approach. He told me he would have liked to have actually made some contact. This might help a lot. He got his contact today. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, this is a guy that adds a lot to our lineup. He just finds a way on base, and when you talk about an offense scaring you out of the zone, this is what this guy does. He doesn't leave the zone, and if you come in it, he hits it hard. And we saw a little bit of both of that. He walked a couple times again, three times, and then took a really good swing there for the homer. So it's good to have him back.
It's good
to be able to walk somebody off and it gives you energy. It definitely makes for a much better Sunday, I'll tell you that. So hopefully we build off of this and keep running.
Psychologically, is there a big difference between going 1-3 in a series and going 2-2?
Not really for me. I don't break it down that way personally. Just game to game, and how we get there is irrelevant.